Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
How has the pandemic affected rural churches, and what are the challenges and the opportunities ahead? We're going to talk about that today on Family Life's Inside Out. I'm Martha Menikas Foster, and my guest is Pastor and Professor Glenn Damon, who was my guest on Inside Out in 2018. Glenn's the former director of the Village Mission Center for Leadership Development, and he's written numerous books focused on small and rural churches. These books include The Forgotten Church, Why Rural Ministry Matters. Welcome back, Glenn, to Inside Out.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always good to be a part of your listening community and to just enjoy talking about rural America.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this for your insight. So Glenn, from your perspective and from the associations that you're in and the perspectives of other pastors and other congregants, how has the pandemic and the precautions around the pandemic affected rural churches? And would your answer be different if we were talking about suburban or urban churches?
Well, certainly I think it's had a significant impact in several ways. Probably the biggest area is just strictly in the attendance of the church. But also, not only as we think of the attendance because people have stayed away, but also just kind of the polarizing that COVID has had in terms of how people have viewed it and the politics kind of behind it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of created tension with people within the church, and then also even with the pastor, because the pastor has been trying to deal with navigating through this, and you know, there's just a lot of various opinions about that. I think one of the biggest differences between rural and urban is a couple of things. One is the pastor has been kind of having to deal with this and come up with new strategies and trying to figure out how to do a virtual church that they've never done before and never dreamed of. I know when this first hit, if you had asked me if I was going to do a virtual church, I would have said, no, never in my wildest dreams. And yet we went in 1 week from never thinking of it to having to do it.
Right.
And yet we don't have a staff. We don't have, you know, people that are trained in this. And so it was really kind of fly at the seat of our pants initially how to figure it out. That's probably been the biggest impact and struggle as the churches have navigated through this whole episode.
Mm-hmm. And since so many churches are at least talking about continuing a virtual at the same time as when they open up in person, that will continue to be somewhat of a struggle, you think?
I think so. I think that the struggle now as we move forward is how do we restore, you know, kind of the rebuild the church. People are kind of disconnected. I know within our own church, and I think it's true just about in any church, in rural church, you kind of have three types of people right now. You have those who are coming back, those who still do not attend because of health concerns. But then you have this third group, and that is the people that have gotten out of the habit of coming. I think every church is going to see somewhat of a decrease of attendance just because of that lack of coming. They've gotten active, they've gotten doing other things, and churches kind of now move to the peripheral of their thinking.
We sort of had permission to stay home in our pajamas and watch church, and now we're kind of deciding, do I really want to get dressed and go out? Is that what you're saying?
I think also there's just people that did not watch online, did not join virtually, and as a result, they just started becoming active doing other things, and as a result, church kind of has been pushed to the sideline of their thinking. You know, they were kind of the peripheral people to begin with.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the casual attenders, it's going to be hard to bring them back. I think it's going to take a challenge for the church to reconnect with them.
Mm-hmm. And when we talked before in 2018, one of the things that you pointed out is that, like, the rural church specializes in community, right? And that in-person community and the way that we're involved in each other's lives was interrupted by, well, something cataclysmic.
Right. Although I think that's been somewhat of a positive thing in terms of how the church has navigated through this is because there was that close connections, people kind of naturally formed their own social bubble through this. And we're able to make, you know, connections with the small group. I think the challenge now is reconnecting now as a whole church, kind of getting people connected outside those bubbles so that you don't have, you know, cliques forming as a result of kind of an outgrowth of that social bubble formation.
Mm-hmm. So there's a challenge of the church is like connecting the small little pandemic groups, the small bubbles that you're calling them. So that's one of the challenges. Do you see that the challenges ahead or the opportunities ahead for the rural church involve something different than what the character of the church was before the pandemic? Has the church in general changed, and are the needs different than they were before the pandemic?
There's no question that the church is different. Our country is different. You know, kind of the world post COVID is going to be different. But I do think there's a positive in this, and that is there's a unique opportunity, especially with rural churches and smaller churches that are kind of reluctant to change. You know, kind of the old adage that we like the way we're doing it. Well, we now have an opportunity really to evaluate our programs and our whole ministry, because even going back to what we were doing pre-COVID is a change.
Oh, sure.
And so we kind of have this opportunity to kind of evaluate all of our ministries and say, okay, what's really important? What's really working? What do we need to do different to reach our community? So there is a real positive in this that gives us that chance. I think there is the downside is there is the need to rebuild. We have to look at ministry now from the standpoint of a rebuild, not a maintain. And that's going to be different for all of us, you know, kind of rethinking how do we kind of, in essence, replant a church.
Oh, my, yes. And if you're talking about meeting people's needs, which is only one part of being church, those needs could be very different because COVID has made people feel vulnerable, made people feel any number of things that may not have been high on the list of ways in which the church was ministering before.
Right. So it's new challenges. You know, I think the challenge for rural pastors is we don't have the support network of staff to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, rural people are very resilient. So, you know, I think there's just some opportunities for real growth in the church to kind of say, okay, we need to all band together to rebuild our ministry and really kind of strengthen the church and think through how can we now become more outreach oriented, more effective in what we do, and more intentional in what we do.
And in that light, do you have any specific questions that someone who's listening who is a pastor or is on the church leadership team can be asking themselves as they look to do that rebuilding or almost that replanting of the church?
Yeah, I think the question that I think that we need to be asking first and foremost is not how do we go back to doing what we did, but now looking at it and saying, what do we need to do now? What do we need to do to be effective in our ministry and in our community? Because not only does that include involving rebuilding it within the church, but rebuilding connections in the community, because the communities are divided, especially rural areas. I think even more so, the urban areas tended to be naturally more more concerned about COVID, following protocols. Rural people tended to be more, you know, we just kind of ignore it. It's not a big deal. Well, that created more divisions within the community. And so now as a church, I think we're going to have to think through how can we reach out and rebuild relationships back into the community. But just, again, going back and kind of rethinking and reevaluating that before we go back to doing what we were doing, let's look at it and make sure that was effective.
Wow, that's very helpful, a very helpful way to be thinking through this. So thank you. Thank you so much, Glenn. Thank you for the work that you do and the way that you help bring together rural pastors and that you write your books, and your blog to reach out to people to understand this. So thank you for all of that, and thank you for being my guest here on Inside Out.
Well, thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. My guest has been Glenn Damon. You'll find links to his books by going to familylife.org and looking for this Inside Out story under the News tab. I'm Martha Manikas Foster with Inside Out on Family Life.